is supposed to lead a war on drugs, tell Lisa Brady, Fox News. Instead, Mexico's former top law enforcement official is on trial in the U.S. for corruption. Federal prosecutors say Genaro Garcia Luna thought he was above the law, taking millions in cash bribes to let the Sinaloa cartel move tons of cocaine into the U.S.
He was arrested in Dallas in 2019 and charged with narcotics trafficking conspiracy for helping the cartel, which was once controlled by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. El Chapo's trial and subsequent conviction on drug trafficking and weapons charges in 2019 was held in the same federal courthouse where Garcia Luna is being tried.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The defense says prosecutors have no credible evidence. A change in plans for President Biden, planning to spend next weekend at Camp David instead at either one of his Delaware homes after more classified documents were found at the Wilmington residence, some dating his time as a U.S. senator, raising more questions for the White House as a special counsel probe continues. An Arizona senator, newly registered as an independent, already has an opponent if she runs for re-election next year.
Arizona Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego has officially launched what had been a long-expected campaign for U.S. Senate in a bid to challenge Democrat turned independent Kyrsten Sinema.
I'm sorry that politicians have let you down, but I'm going to change that.
Gallego making the announcement in a campaign video released to social media. Gallego is an Iraq War veteran, first elected to Congress in 2014. No Republican has yet announced entry into the race, though several are believed to be considering jumping into a primary.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Tesla CEO Elon Musk spending a second day on the witness stand defending himself against a class action lawsuit accusing him of fraud over a 2018 tweet about funding to take the company private. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jury selection gets underway in the double murder trial of Alex Murdaugh, a once prominent South Carolina attorney who's already been disbarred.
He's accused of shooting his wife Maggie and their 22-year-old son Paul on the family's 1,700-acre Lowcountry estate back in June of 2021. The prosecution has suggested Murdaugh committed the murders to gain sympathy and distract from allegations he pocketed $8.5 million in settlement money intended for his clients.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. On the eve of the trial, Murdaugh's attorneys issued a statement saying he looks forward to the opportunity to clear his name of these heinous charges so the attorney general can begin looking for the actual killers of his beloved wife and son. A former high-ranking member of a Russian private military contractor seeking asylum in Norway is now being detained on suspicion of entering Norway illegally. Last week, the U.S. named that group, the Wagner Group, as a transnational criminal organization, setting up more sanctions. U.S. safety regulators close a probe into Ford Explorers after reports of exhaust odors and possible carbon monoxide exposure.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's investigation into 2011 to 2017 Ford Explorer SUVs and thousands of complaints of exhaust odors in vehicle compartments and exposure to carbon monoxide. A probe in which the NHTSA found no evidence of a safety issue saying the vehicles, when accurately measured, produced safe in-compartment carbon monoxide levels. Though the investigation did find sealing issues with dealers, government fleets, and others, modifying the Ford Explorer police interceptor, leading to higher carbon monoxide levels. In some of those cases, Ford agreed to cover the cost of repairs. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The week's off to a good start on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's up 307 points, the NASDAQ gaining more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.